Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. First day of February, however you want to say it. 2021, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You know, during the break, I take my headphones off because why would you leave them on during the break? And right before we're about to come back from break, I always seem to not be able to get them in quick enough. When I hear Ted Williams start to talk, I grab for my headphones, and I don't seem to make it in time, so I'm going to have to start to grab for these things earlier, because apparently that is not enough time for me to grab a hold of them. In any event, we're talking about snow stories, how things are on the roads, what was the total snow accumulation last night where you are. Does anybody keep track of that? Or have you watched it on the news this morning? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we did get a, I like this, we got a snow reading from Jeannie Evers, who lives out in Clarendon, and looks like out in the Clarendon area, there's at least 5 inches, almost 6 in some places. So how about that, a 5-incher, possibly close to 6 before this is all over with, here in the beginning of February out in Clarendon, which is not far from where I live, so that's probably pretty close to what we got, between 5 and 6 inches. 740-383-9944, and also do want to say that Tim Roston, it's his birthday today, so we wish him a happy birthday. February the 1st. There are a lot of birthdays, people I know, in the month of February. Tim, today, kicks it off February the 1st. Also this month, Sean Kraft, who's here at the station, his birthday's in the month of February. My mother's birthday is in the month of February. Jeannie Evers, her birthday's in the month of February. A lot of February birthdays. Let's just put it that way. I don't know what it is about February. A lot of February birthdays. That I think of all the months of the year, February is probably the month in my circle of people that has the most birthdays. So a lot of them coming up, and a lot of them coming up within the first 10 days. I believe my, Tim's and Sean's and my mom's, all happened within the first 10 days of this month, and then others after that, as it should be said. But so there you go, between 5 and 6 inches out in Clarendon. Does anybody have a snow reading where you are? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, or do you have a memory of the blizzard of 78 or any other snowstorm? You know, my memory is of the blizzard. Well, I don't know if they called it a blizzard. It had more snow accumulation than the blizzard of 78, but I believe it was 2008. Was it 2008 or 2009? I'm thinking it was 2008. It was either 2008 or 2009, and I believe it was in February or March that happened. Somebody would have to go back and look that up, but it's been a while. Now, it's been a few years ago, more than a decade ago. 740-383-9944. And why do people buy bread and milk? That's the eternal question. Why do people buy toilet paper during a pandemic? Why do people buy bread and milk during a snowstorm? Those are the questions we will never have answered as long as we live. Now, the toilet paper during the pandemic, we've traced back to a safety issue, a comfort, something people can control. That's what most people have told me about the toilet paper. But the bread and milk, I don't know. Is that a control issue? See, I would think you would get the fruit cocktail, canned fruit. Canned vegetables might be a little more difficult because you've got to heat those up. And if you would lose electricity, that might be difficult. But fresh vegetables would probably last a few days. I don't know. You know, what do people do with the bread? I mean, I'm going to say people probably drink the milk. But what do they do with the bread? Do they make sandwiches? I'm not sure what the bread... The bread is more puzzling to me even than the milk. Although the milk is kind of odd, because if your refrigerator goes out, if your electric goes out, the milk's not going to last very long. So I really don't understand the milk all that well either. But I'm guessing people drink the milk. But the bread, what are they doing with the bread? What are people doing with all this bread they buy? Do they just eat it? Do they toast it? Do they make some kind of sandwich? I mean, I don't see them buying lunch meat and cheese. What do they do with all this bread that they buy during a snowstorm? Anybody have any guesses on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, how do you find the roads this morning? That's always a common question we go through here. And what have you heard from the Columbus meteorologist who always get us all amped up during these snowstorms? 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Now, oh good, here we go. Phone call coming in here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I'm bread and milk. And some people buy juices. If they have a cooler and your electric goes out, they can put that milk in a cooler and they set it outside and it will keep it cold, you know, for the cell day, whatever. I know people that do that. I have done it. When we had a bad cell or whatever, I'll get the milk and I'll set it out where it's cool and in a cooler. And bread, you have to watch the cell date. But then, make peanut butter sandwiches, jelly, whatever you can use the bread with. And you do that. And I've had to do that over the years a couple times. Now, on the snowstorm, I was up in Youngstown when that hit. We got a horse up there that you can't hear because of the snow belt. You have to watch the snow belt. And one time here in Marion, I was working on the railroad back in the 70s. We had, before the blizzard, we had a snowstorm. I got called out. It took me, I lived out on East River Road off of 529. It took me an hour to get into town. And was only supposed to go to camps. We ended up going to Meadville because we couldn't release any workers. And we spent 22 hours leaving Air Marion to get to Meadville. And the snow was that bad. It was, and we could only run 10, 15, 20 miles an hour. So there were times. It really wasn't like the storm of 78, but there were times it was so that you couldn't really get through. So that was a bit on the bread and milk. And right now, out here in the yard, I got about 6 inches.
6 inches?
Yeah, out the front yard.
Okay. See, now that's over the last 2 days, right?
That was when it started last night.
Oh, that's just from last night.
Yeah, when it started, from last night, there was no, there was a light snow, but when it started, and it got about 6 inches out there in the front yard.
All right, well, thanks for the update.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, so there's some 6 inches here in Marion, and that's what the reading was out in Clarendon this morning, between 5 and 6 inches. So that looks about to be where we are. Now, is that what Columbus media is reporting? Because their numbers seem to be a little different than our numbers, for whatever reason. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open this morning. So is that what you do with the bread? You make peanut butter sandwiches? See, this would be of no appeal to me at all, even in a snowstorm, because I can eat things with peanut butter. Like, I can eat a Reese cup, I can eat a Buckeye, things like that. But to eat just a peanut butter sandwich, I just cannot do it. All right, let's see what this is. I think this is a telemarketer, but we'll see. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Yes, I believe that was a telemarketer. You know, it's funny how the... maybe this is not a... Let's try it again and see what happens here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I remember the blizzard because I'm old. But one thing, the only problem I had, because I'd got groceries the day before, because Charlie ever says we was going to have a blizzard, and I did not have a hand can opener. So, I mean, I had plenty of canned stuff, but I didn't have a can opener. And that's one thing. And another thing I always say when people's picking up bread and milk, everybody's having French toast tomorrow.
Well, you must be. I just, is that so weird to me. I've never figured that out.
Well, it's apparently we don't think about it, but apparently that must be a real staple. You know, even if some people that don't drink milk, well, they got to have milk anyway. And if you don't have bread, you know, whatever. But, during that point, I remember telling the kids, I says, if you get hungry enough, you could eat cold green beans. It don't matter. But we were fine. I'd listened to Charlie the day before and gone to the grocery store. But I just think that people tend to panic, and if they would just stay where they're at, it ain't going to last forever.
Now, back in those days, 78, when things were not so prevalent, media, now, were the grocery stores mobbed the day before?
I don't know, because according, when I went to my little grocery store, she says, what are you doing in here today? You don't usually get groceries on. And I says, well, Charlie Ever says there's going to be a blizzard. And she says, oh, it's saying that it's going to rain. And I says, okay, but... So then, a week or so later, when I got back to the store, I said, did it rain much that day? So, but no, actually, it was kind of nice, and I don't think it's going to be as hard on people now, because they have been isolated for almost a year, and so they're going to know it's going to change. Might be better, might be worse, but it's going to change.
Well, yeah, so. It was just strange to me yesterday when I was out and about that I went into a grocery store here in town, and all the whole milk was gone. All the whole milk was gone, and most of the other kinds were gone as well. And the bread aisle, there was still some bread there, but not a whole lot. And do you think people know, like, okay, what we're saying now is we probably got between 5 and 6 inches in 2 days. Now, mm-hmm. Do people realize how little 6 inches is?
Yeah, you just look at the yardstick.
Yeah.
6 inches isn't much.
No, yeah. But anything over 3 inches now, people act like they're not going to be able to get out of their house.
Well, and I used to tell my kids, I said, even at the blizzard, I said, it's going to go away. We're going to have this come May, I guarantee. But just don't be fighting and wrestling around, because somebody splits their head open, I'm going to be the one sewing you up.
That's right. That's the way to put it. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, have a good day, and I do enjoy listening to you. That's another, it's a voice in my quiet house. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about memories of snowstorms past. A lot of it's focused in on the blizzard of 78 because people remember that so well. But if there's any other snowstorms you remember, like I said, I remember the one of 208, and that was something to behold. Let's put it that way, between 5 and 6 here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the blizzard was January 26, 1978. I'll never forget it. because I was bowling the night before, and it was 60 degrees and misting rain.
Really?
Got up the next morning. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 60 degrees. Got up the next morning and got dressed, went out to try to get in the car, and couldn't open the car door. It was frozen. And my wife hollered out, forget it, everything was frozen. I had a blizzard. So...
So the blizzard would have already... Now, why did I think it was in March? It was just a warm day in January.
Now, it's been probably 6-7 years ago. We had a lot of snow in March, and it snowed for like 3 days. We had 10, 12 inches of snow.
Well, I think that was the 2008. I think that's when I was working at MRN, because I remember them
saying... That long ago?
Yeah, I think it was 20. It was either 2008 or 2009.
You might be right.
And I remember that.
Yeah,
it was awful.
It was 60 degrees the night before, and everybody was just totally surprised. But Charlie called it. Him and Jim Goodall.
Yeah.
They.
That was one of those rare times Jim Goodall got it right.
Oh yeah. Well, and everybody told Charlie it was crazy, and Charlie said, "I knew." Because that's the first time I ever had a barometer break. You know, it went down below 27 or 28, and he had never seen a barometer go that low.
Well, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, but I heard Charlie many times tell the story of the blizzard of 78, and I think he gave the credit to that to Gil Gomez, who was giving the weather.
Gil Gomez,
Yeah.
Gil Gomez. Not Jim Goodall.
Gil had called him that morning and said that there was going to be a blizzard, and that's why he went and started telling people that this was going to happen, because he trusted Gil, and it certainly did.
Well, at that time, four-wheel drive pickup trucks became very popular, because people couldn't get around a snowmobile. Everybody was going everywhere on a snowmobile.
Now, do you think anything like that could ever happen again because of the way they treat the roads now, the fact that we do have more trucks, a lot of the power lines are underlined now in new areas of town, and also the fact that we have better communication? I mean, back then you certainly didn't have cell phones.
Well, I still think it could happen if it wasn't the amount of snow that we had. It was the amount of drifting and blowing. There was 6-foot drift some places.
Well, you know, that's what I, because the one that happened, it was either 2008 or 2009, but I remember, because I was out in that one, and I remember that they kept saying more snow has fallen with this storm than the one in 78, but it was just the drifting that caused such a problem in 78.
We had about the same amount of snow then that we had in this 2-day period, but there was just so much drifting. You know, it was 40, 50, 60 mile an hour wind. That's when I tried to get in my car, they said it was 40 below chill factor. The wind was blowing so hard that its chill factor was 40 below.
Well, you know what's strange to me? I don't think we have had a foot of snow in any single storm in probably in the last 10, 12 years. And I don't know why that is, because a foot is certainly not a blizzard, but we can't even get to a foot anymore. And it used to be during a typical winter, I mean, you would get a foot probably every winter, but it doesn't happen anymore.
Back in the 60s, we used to have a lot of snow.
Yeah, I don't know what...
A lot of it has to do with the way they're building highways. These super highways, because they would shut down in Columbus, that I-270 changes weather patterns. You know, a storm will be coming in, and all of a sudden it gets up to 270 and just dissipates. Now, I don't know whether it's the wind currents or undercurrents, whatever it is, it changes the weather.
Isn't that interesting?
I think a lot of the highways have changed their weather patterns. But now the East Coast, they're getting hammered. They were expecting feet of snow, not a foot of snow, feet of snow.
Well, you know, and do you think that's just being on a lake? I mean, how did Cleveland do last night? Has anybody heard that?
Haven't heard.
What was Columbus predicting for this?
I never heard that either. They just said that we were going to have snow.
I know. They get people. I really believe that the television stations really get people far more amped up than they need to be for these things.
They do. And then, you know, they'll listen to Columbus weather, and I'm, wait a minute, we're not in Columbus. Our weather's going to be different than it is in Columbus. They talk freezing rain and all this. No. Chances are we're going to have snow, not freezing rain. There's a dividing line in. Seems like our dividing line is Norton. The weather is different on either side of Norton.
Yeah, it's interesting, and they have mispredicted us here in the Northwest. I don't know how many times they've mispredicted us in the last 5 years. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where they've said it's going to be, you know, 6, 7, 8 inches, and it never is. It's maybe 2, 3. Like today, you know, we did get up to 5, apparently between 5 and 6 here, but, you know, that's not huge.
The only thing I've heard that makes sense is the highways change the weather patterns. And I think it's because of the way the wind blows and, you know, what have you, it just changes them.
It could be. Makes sense to me. But, hey, thanks for calling.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
And again, the phone lines are open here, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, talking about snow and all kinds of other things. Blizzard of 78, how are things out there right now where you are? It's always interesting to hear. I know a lot of schools canceled today, so a lot of kids are home. But during this pandemic, that's nothing new for kids to be home. That's a typical thing. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, when I go off the air today, we have a mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And then today we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show from 5:10 until 6 p.m. today on this station. Don't miss that for love nor money. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, talking about snowstorms and why bread and why milk. As I was saying, the peanut butter sandwich thing, that doesn't do anything for me. I cannot just eat peanut butter on bread. You know, I guess maybe if I was hungry enough, I probably could. But it would not be something I would go to. I would probably eat jelly on bread before I would eat peanut butter. But I can eat peanut butter and other things. Like I said, Buckeyes, I can eat peanut butter. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Yes.
On peanut butter and bread, you can sustain yourself if you get hungry with the proteins and all the peanut butter. You can survive on that for a few days.
Hold on, peanut butter?
If you had to, you can survive on it. I did it up in Massachusetts. I was stuck in a snowstorm back in the early 70s, and I had bread and peanut butter, some fruit, as you were talking about, and that's what I sustained on for about 3 days, because I couldn't get out of the house. So you can do that. If you don't like peanut butter, fine. You have jelly, something that you can put on bread. And like I said, but if you have a cooler, you can set a cooler outside.
Well, I appreciate
it. Put your milk in it. And it won't keep it cold. It won't fall on you.
Well, hey, thanks.
So, yeah.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, getting a report here that, people can do a lot with eggs, milk, and bread. But, I don't know. You know, I like a good omelet. But I don't know. See, if you lose electricity and you have an electric stove, or you have an electric igniter on your gas stove, I don't think you're going to be able to... See, this is where people get in trouble. People who have these gas stoves, when the electric goes out, they just about burn the house down. because they try to light the stove and they're letting all this gas out, and they don't really realize they're letting gas out, and then they try to light it, which can cause a whole problem. Or they've let a lot of gas out and people are breathing that in because the house is shut up and it's winter. I'm always a little leery of that, and you don't want to open up the windows. So I don't know if eggs might be a good thing to have in the house. I don't see a lot of people buying eggs, certainly not to the level that they buy the bread and the milk. But, you know, if I was locked up for a few days, I would like an omelet, like a good ham and cheese omelet. But I like just a cheese omelet. There used to be a restaurant in town that had a three cheese omelet. I think it was called a three cheese. But I can't remember what were the three cheeses. I think it was American. I'm sure one was American. I think it was American, Colby, and maybe mozzarella. American, Colby, and maybe mozzarella. You know, that was a good omelet. I don't know what happened to that, but that was good. That was good eats. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
If all I had was milk, bread, eggs, French toast, that's what I'm making. And I would live off of that so I could get out of my house.
Now, what if you didn't have electricity?
Oh. Well, I guess we're not making any French toast. No, I was shocked.
Now, do you do anything special with your French toast, or is it just take the bread, dump it in the milk?
Just the basic egg, milk, little cinnamon, sugar in that mix. Dunk, fry, plenty of maple syrup, gobble.
Now, what kind of syrup do you buy?
Maple.
Just a special kind of
maple? Oh, no, just what is the cheapest. I'm no connoisseur of maple syrup.
So you don't get all upset when we hear about the end of Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Butterworth?
Nope, because I don't buy them kinds anyway.
Well, that's interesting. How did things turn out with the accident on Friday night?
Oh, I'm fine as frog here.
Feel good now?
Yeah, all thanks being to God.
Good. And it's interesting. Well, why do you think people get so anxious with a storm? This is not really all that bad a storm.
Oh, I don't know, because it's really not that bad. You just have to give yourself plenty of stopping time.
Yeah, I don't know what that is that frightens people. Did you hear what the meteorologist had? I did not watch the news over the weekend. The Columbus guys who always get us all amped up.
I didn't listen. Only thing I did, news, weather-related, I look at the 10-day forecast on my cell phone.
Now, what does it say as far as today and the future goes?
No. More snow.
Oh, there's still going to be more snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A long-term snowstorm. Okay, well, tomorrow, we haven't done this. We should do this. Tomorrow is Buckeye Chuck, which, by the way, somebody asked me this in a story yesterday, so I need to say this. There's not going to be a thing at the radio station tomorrow at WMRN, so don't go out there in the morning. It's not going to happen. It's going to be on the Internet, which I think is going to be on Facebook. So if you want to watch Buckeye Chuck right around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, you have to watch it on Facebook. But
virtual Groundhog Day. What will they think of now?
I know. Isn't that just fascinating, virtual Groundhog Day?
I thought you had a good point. If you really stop and think about it, we don't get, like, bad storms like the Blizzard of 78 anymore. And from someone personally speaking who loves snow, I feel slighted. I want snow. Like, this is just a good start for me. Like, don't you kind of feel like it'd be fun? I mean, I know people are probably thinking, Sarah, shut up. Like, there were people that got hurt, this and that, da-da-da-da-da. But don't you think it would be cool to just be able to be, like, snowed in for maybe just, like, a day or two?
You know,
okay,
I don't...
no takers. I'm the only maniac.
Well, I'll tell you... You know, it's a funny thing, because during the pandemic, since the day of the pandemic, which... I think the first abnormal day of that was like March I'm going to say March 16th was really when they had shut everything down. And I've never missed a day here. I've driven here every morning. So I guess on the thought of would I like a couple weekdays off or a week off just to stay home and not do anything, maybe, but I'm also...
People would have to understand because that would be out of your control.
Right, but you know, I also think I would get bored. And it's... See, here's the problem with these... I don't want to call them catastrophes because we get through them. But the pandemic, a snowstorm, that's when we people in broadcasting, that's a great story. And you try to get to the microphone because you want to let people know what's going on. And you want to let people know what's happening because everything else is shut down. So it's a weird thing. You know, I'd like something to happen, but it would also have to be something that I would not want to cover.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't want anyone getting hurt.
Oh no, we don't ever want anybody hurt. But I just it's you know I have.
Well, did anybody die around here in that blizzard in 78?
Oh yeah, I don't think it was a great number of people. Thank goodness.
But a few people did perish.
Yeah, because I think people got stuck in their cars, and I think a lot. You know, I heard a story, and again, I don't know, but there were people who were living in mobile homes at that time, and there were some mobile home I guess parks in Marion at that time that I think lost power. And I remember hearing from one person, and I can't remember who it was, but they had a gas oven, thank God.
Oh, no.
And they had to just use the gas oven for heat. So it
that's dangerous.
It is dangerous, but they did live, thank God. But some people didn't. Some people...
Well, thank you, Scott. You helped to destroy my cozy mental image of like a fire in a fireplace crackling and a cup of
Swiss. You just don't want to eat the hot chocolate. Why don't people put... do you have hot chocolate and marshmallow on your French toast?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hot chocolate could go with anything.
Well, enjoy the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, talking snowstorms. You know, that is a good question. I don't know how many people died in the blizzard of 78. I know some did. Some did. Now, I have not heard of anybody dying in a snowstorm in this area for quite a while. Now, I could be wrong about that. I know it slows down ambulances and things like that, so that's always a problem if you're having some kind of heart attack or stroke or anything of that, or get hurt. This is another thing. If you go out and shovel during this, you really have to be careful. You just really, really have to be careful. Go ahead, caller.
I had a news flash here for you. I tried to drop a lady off at Walmart, and they've got sheriff's deputies blocking the doors and a fire engine there. And I don't know what's going on.
Oh, out at Walmart?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. We'll have to see if we can figure out what's going on out there.
Yeah, they're not letting anybody in.
In or out of Walmart, but there's a fire engine out there.
Fire engineer and sheriff's deputies at both doors. Not letting anybody in or out.
Huh. Well, I wonder what that's all about.
You'll have to investigate.
Have to check that out. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Well, there you go. Does anybody know what's going on? Does anybody have a scanner out there? That's how we get all our news now in the world, or internet. I haven't seen anything on the internet about it yet. Does anybody know what's going on out at Walmart? Apparently, we just got a report that there are some sheriff deputies out at the doors of Walmart and a fire engine out there. Anybody know anything about that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars in February and every other month.
Yes.
So I don't have a lot to say. Just wanted to hope that February is a good month at the station. I am under the impression that two of the four managers, you know, not myself, of course, are celebrating a milestone birthday, so one of them especially is later this week, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, because I think this particular person, he's like your fourth cousin, six times removed or something. So.
You know, I really don't know anymore. I say cousin, but it's definitely not first, second, or third.
Yeah, it's a distant relative, and, you know, you is the big cheese at the station, celebrating milestone birthday number 30, I believe, so we want to wish you a happy one. Did your grandparents ever tell you, Scott, that when they were 10 years old, they had to walk through 10 miles of snow and blistering cold and barefoot in the winter, and then in the summer they had to walk barefoot through 110-degree temperature on on the bare sidewalk to get to school. Did you ever hear those stories from your parents and your grandparents?
Well, my grandfather, because he lived on a farm over in a rural area of Ohio, and his family were, his father definitely was a farmer. So, yeah, he had stories like that. But you know what? He's still alive, so maybe it did well by him.
Yeah, you were born just after those blizzards of the mid to late 70s, but I remember them because we were living in North Columbus at the time, Forest Park East, and the energy crisis, the strike, there were so many events there, and that just after we moved to town, and we had school without school. My teacher was actually, Mr. Black, was actually on TV giving lessons, which was pretty cool. You know, that's how, you know, Scott, the more things change, the more they stay the same. They're kind of doing that now with virtual schooling for a different reason. But that's what we had. My teacher was on TV giving, it was my actual teacher. All the teachers in the Columbus schools, they picked him. And he was good. So I was glad and was obviously friendly. It was like I was in class. And so that was pretty cool. And I think it was an efficient way of doing things. And it just kind of seems like we had moved from Rochester, which is in the snow belt. And, you know, there, if you get under 6 inches of snow, you don't really even worry about it. Here, you know, my mom would say, you know, 2 or 3 inches of snow, they think it's Armageddon. So just kind of depends where you live. Sometimes southern Ohio gets more snow because it's more mountainous and just the way that it's more humid, just the way that the atmosphere flows. So, you know, last week, Scott, was pretty crazy. I think 2021 is 2020 part two. Some people were saying this is now the 14th month of 2020. Do you think it's going to get any more stable, or are we going to keep going on a path of a lot of crazy stuff going on and now, the world just being so different than it was year ago?
Well, I think what will happen is I think as far as the pandemic goes, as far as masks and all that, I think we'll have that until at least September. Then we'll see what happens. It might string on through the end of the year, but it's not going to be gone before September. But as far as other stuff goes, I don't know. It might be different because I do think we're going to get another big stimulus here probably within the month. I would say $1,400. I do think that the student loan, I would get that $10,000 in student loans are probably going to be forgiven within 1 or 2 months. And I think that this $15 minimum wage might happen. I don't know. They have the votes, it looks like, to do it. So I think there could be some big changes in society.
Yeah, I was talking to a virtual friend of mine yesterday, and we don't always agree politically, but we like to debate. And he's not one of those friends who just blocks you if you disagree. We talk, and it's okay. Intelligent people don't always agree. But he was talking about student loans, and that's affected his finances. Certainly, Scott, in, you know, 1 to 2 generations, like look at, like, since you were in school, which is almost a generation ago, it's obviously been inflation, not as much as, say, during parts of the 70s, but, you know, 1 to 2% or more per day. Certain things like computers have gone down greatly in price. Some things have kind of jumped up and down. Gas has kind of gone up and very cyclical, and other forms of energy, but the general trend is up. But college tuition has gone through the roof, and I was looking at where I went to school. In 1980, when I started, check out this, Scott, and this is a near Ivy League school, not quite Yale or Harvard, but, you know, I stepped down. It was $6,600 undergraduate tuition and fees and miscellaneous expenses. And I told this friend of mine, well, my estimate is that it's currently $60,000. And I looked it up, and 2 years ago, it was $70,000. So it's probably like $75,000 now, plus the cost of virtual education. So it's just incredible how you're talking 10 or more fold for a private school. That is way outpaced inflation. And, you know, I wish if computers followed the same price trajectory that tuition did, you know, I'd be talking to you on a smartphone that I paid $50,000 for, and thankfully that's not the case. OSU has certainly increased, especially for, it's like $32,000 if you're out of state, but not as much. It just has outpaced inflation. But, you know, the $10,000, that is a drop in the bucket. I don't know what we do about tuition and college expenses. Just like health insurance, I don't have the answer. I'm not smart enough to get the answer, but hopefully someone is.
Well, I don't know. I think $10,000 is not going to cover most people's college, but I think it's better. We've gotten zero in the entire time that there have been student loans. So $10,000 is quite a bit.
I don't know if you knew this, guy. I brought this up to the friend I was talking to. Just interestingly, About 25 years ago, as of that time, you can no longer get your college debt relieved by a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, or liquidation bankruptcy like you used to be able to. And that's kind of when tuition was just going crazy. Before that, I mean, it was expensive, but not like it is now. I mean, you know, $75,000, that's absurd. And that's 1 year. You're talking $250,000 for an undergraduate degree, which is, to me, it's unfathomable. Just think of the debt if you don't have a lot of scholarship money, or your family isn't paying, or you didn't win the lottery, or whatever. It's really made a class division. And now that you can't recover that, even though it's unsecured debt, you can't recover it through a bankruptcy, which I just kind of find fascinating. It kind of defeats the whole purpose, because that's why a lot of young adults have all this debt. So it's an interesting study in economics for sure.
I would say, and so we'll see what happens.
I don't know the answer to it. Someone's going to have to pay something. And my other thought is, don't feel like you have to go to college. You know, and again, I'm someone to talk about this. You know, I have an MS, and although I do feel I use a degree, at least indirectly, and it's good to increase your knowledge, especially if you're interested in the topic. No matter how smart or adventurous you are, you don't need to go to college. Use your natural talents. Of course, that has changed since when I was 20 years old, but a lot of it still applies. And also consider trade school. I'm sure you've seen these memes, Scott, on Facebook, what a plumber or an HVAC technician, what an electrician makes. They make good money, and it is a recession-proof business. HVAC and plumbing are not going away as long as we have toilets. You know, here at the station, we have lots of jokes about toilets and bathrooms, so we know the value of a good plumber. And a good plumber, like a good computer tech, someone you'll gladly pay, you know, $100 to come out and fix something. So we do it. I encourage people, go to a trade school, and whatever natural talent you have to use it. That's kind of the best way to be a grown up and enter this crazy world that we're living in. So that's all I had to say. Hopefully I didn't bore anybody, and look forward, Scott, to your upcoming celebrity interviews over the next few days. Something tells me, a little birdie is telling me you have a really good one coming up sometime before Friday.
Oh, it's possible.
Okay, very, very, quite possibly. So my ears will be glued to the set. We have a good new show coming up also about quarter after 10, so don't touch that dial, as they say.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott. Thank you.
All right, 740-383-9944. We got about 5 minutes left here. Does anybody know what's going on out at Walmart? We had a report called in here this morning that apparently there are sheriff deputies at the door of Walmart right now. And a fire engine, I believe, was said to be out there. Does anybody know what's going on at Walmart right now? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 till 11 a.m. this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today here on this station. It's fun talking about people's idiosyncrasies, I guess, which is the bread and milk and eggs and all that during a snowstorm, and also looking back on snowstorms past when we're having one right now here in the Marion area. But if anybody knows what's going on at Walmart or has a guess, we would love to know. 740-383-9944. And it looks like snowfall accumulation here in Marion and Clarendon and surrounding areas looks to be about 6 inches with this storm, which is about, I think, where we all thought it was going to be. I don't know what the Columbus stations were saying. Hopefully they were on this time. They haven't been on for quite a while down in that area. Now, tomorrow, I do have a lot to talk about, as long as, you know, something else doesn't precede it. Oh, by the way, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, during the 8 o'clock hour, we normally talk with Tracy Kinsler over at the Marion Public Health. But tomorrow morning, we're actually going to talk with one of the doctors over at Marion Public Health, and we're going to talk about these vaccinations, and we're going to talk about mask wearing, and we're going to talk about medical questions that have to do with COVID-19 and the pandemic, because we'll have a doctor on. I forget his, I have his name written down somewhere, but it'll be on the website tonight. So we'll have a doctor from Marion Public Health on tomorrow morning at 8:10 to talk about this pandemic and the vaccinations, and hopefully we'll get a lot of questions answered in regard to that. And also, I know some people have had some scheduling issues with the vaccine. So we can talk to this doctor about this tomorrow morning. And he's a local doctor. So it's interesting to talk to people like that. Again, we can probably get one more phone call in here. Does anybody know what's going on in going on out at Walmart here in Marion? If not, we'll report back on it tomorrow. Any more questions in regard to the snowstorm or any more memories that people want to share, we do have the time, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And on top of all of that, we still have more programming coming up when I go off the air this morning, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 until 6 p.m. This is the station here in Marion. And remember, Buckeye Chuck tomorrow will be virtual. You've got to watch it on the internet. I think it will be on Facebook. I believe that's where you're going to be able to watch it, but it'll be sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock, so you'll want to get up early and see if the groundhog sees his shadow or not, courtesy of our longtime pal here, Charlie Evers, which I believe this is the 41st year for Buckeye Chuck. How about that? Well, for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106. And this is my wish, always wish that would happen. They wish I would have a part of it. And I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant?